Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. I own the Medicare Help Desk website. That website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Every day, I help seniors with Medicare plans, helping them shop and find the best coverage for their situation. We come here every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, unpacking a lot of information in the Medicare realm. We've done many, many different topics, so we appreciate all our listeners out there. Today's segment, we're going to be doing a guest again. We're going to try to have more and more guests on the show. We really like this. It's a fun, interactive experience, and I think it just brings a lot of value to the listeners out there. So today's topic is going to be chiropractic care and Medicare, okay? Chiropractic care and Medicare and how they kind of work with each other and why it's important if you're not considering doing this or if you're already doing it, just to know more about the subject matter. And I've got a guest on, Dr. Kevin Finn, Finn Chiropractic. He's been in the industry for over 20-plus years. So I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. We're going to go over his bio and just more about the industry and everything. So again, if you're tuning in with us, you can always reach us at the...
So you mean Dr. James Ryan Fenn.
I stand corrected, my producer. Well, I think he goes by his middle name, right? Ryan. That is correct.
That's correct.
Yes.
Oh, that's so dope.
James Ryan Fenn. So I kind of learned that this morning when I came in here just to be in for the first time. So we've never actually met before. And just to kind of give you a background, the show manager that runs the station here is really good friends, and he's had a very big experience with Dr. Finn, just helping relieve a ton of back issues and pain and other things. And I have a lot of my own clients. I mean, I've helped thousands of clients around the country with Medicare choices, whether it be supplement plans and prescription coverage. And a common theme I hear a lot is just all the issues that surround musculoskeletal, back, joint issues. And they do the traditional things, pain management. They get surgeries. They get joint replacements. They get cortisone shots, and it can help sometimes, but I just feel like a lot of times it just keeps recurring. It's like they're treating symptoms and not treating the issue. So I want to really unpack chiropractic care and how that can be a huge impact for a lot of seniors that are just trying to improve their life, trying to have a better life. So without further ado, I'm going to just introduce Dr. Finn. Thank you for being on the show today. Really appreciate you being here this morning.
It is my honor and pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So just, I guess, maybe introduce yourself, give a little bit of bio and your background just for the listeners.
Yeah, Dr. James Ryan Finn. I'm born and raised in Tallahassee. I've had a practice here for over 20 years. We did the math. We've done over 275,000 adjustments in our clinic. So very successful. See a lot of seniors. We love our seniors. I've got seniors that have been came into me 20 years ago, and they still come for maintenance care. They've been seeing me for 20 years. So what do you think their health is coming to the chiropractor that many years for wellness versus someone who hasn't? Think their health is maybe better?
For sure. Well, they're 20-year repeat customer.
And that's it. So it's they come, people most of the time will come with a problem, and then they'll stay because they love it and they see how it benefits their life. But you mentioned people that typically have a problem. They're going to go to a medical doctor. They're going to have drugs and surgery. In fact, we have some science on that. And people that had a back injury, they went to the chiropractor for the first point of contact. Okay, which you can do with Medicare. Medicare does cover chiropractic. You don't have to see a primary. You can primarily go straight to the chiropractor's office. So these seniors, these people that had a problem with the chiropractor, 1.5% of them that saw the chiropractor first ended up getting back surgery. People with the same exact diagnosis, the same exact problem that went to medical doctors, 42.7% of them ended up getting back surgery.
Wow, big difference.
Matters where you go.
Yep. Huge, huge. So just to kind of give you, I looked up myself before we got on air here. How does Medicare cover chiropractic? And I know it does because I sell these plans all day. And most of my customers either have a supplement plan or some type of Medicare Advantage plan, which helps offset the other remaining 20%. But here's straight from the horse's mouth. I just went to www.medicare.gov, and it says Medicare Part B, which is, of course, the medical insurance. Part A is the hospital. You don't use that, at least hopefully not a lot. It's the inpatient hospital admission, hospice, God forbid, home health care, things like that. So think of like a setting. Everything else is Part B, traditionally, your visits, your office visits, lab, surgery, test, and of course, chiropractic and many other items. So it says here, right off the website, Medicare Part B or medical insurance covers manual manipulation of the spine provided by a chiropractor or other qualified provider, if medically necessary to correct a subluxation. And I may not pronounce that right, but it's subluxation.
Subluxation.
So there we go. There is the correct pronunciation. So maybe unpack just that term itself and maybe how, I guess, Medicare covers it in your practice from a provider standpoint.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what chiropractors do. We locate, analyze, and correct vertebral subluxation. Subluxation is when there's a bone out of place, putting pressure on the nerves. Okay, and you might notice that from having a headache or neck pain or chronic constipation or sleep problems or eczema, maybe allergies or asthma or food intolerances. When the bone's out of place and puts pressure on the nerve, the parts run by that nerve. They come out of the spine, they branch off for thousands of miles, and they run different organs, tissues, and cells. If those organs and tissues and cells shut down long enough, then you get a symptom such as neck pain, back pain, headache that might take you to provider. Medicare, they pay us to correct that. They pay us to adjust the subluxation, that manual hands-on adjustment to take pressure off the nerves, thereby getting the parts functioning better, then the body can heal itself. So it's the safest, most natural thing you can do to actually get your body functioning and healing better from within the way it was designed to.
Makes a lot of sense.
And like, but when it comes to them covering the subluxation, that's and covering, correcting that, that's all they cover. Now, we have to have pain, asymmetry, taut and tender fibers. We have to have lost range of motion. We have to have three of the five parts, that's the acronym, and we determine that through the exam and x-ray. Medicare does cover the adjustment. They don't cover the exam and x-ray. So anybody that comes in, there's a little bit of a cost of admission. In our office, the exam is $65. If we end up taking an x-ray, it's $60. So we're not talking... like the testing that we do, our phenomenal health exam, it's posture, range of motion, digital analysis of that posture. We do things, if you went to the hospital, it'd cost you thousands of dollars. But in our office, you know, with the even digital x-rays we do, it's the most anybody ever pays coming in is $185.
Gotcha. How many adjustments does Medicare approve on average? Is there a set number that you
provide?
It
has to be medically necessary. And the definition of medically necessary is this. Any care that seeks to prevent disease or promote health is not medically necessary. So anything that's going to get you healthier, anything that's corrective in nature, anything that's wellness in nature isn't covered. Medically necessary means you have to still have some type of pain. You have to have some type of range of motion issue. You have to have some type of taut and tender fibers. You have to have three of those five parts. And typically in our office, 9 to 12 visits. At that point, yeah, you should have done that. We should have. Most people at that point, they come in with those problems are significantly better within 9 to 12 visits.
So you're thinking within about a dozen chiropractic adjustments, most people can have a large chunk of the pain removed.
Oh, almost life. Not all. We have one adjustment wonders. You know, one adjustment, bam, lifelong issues are gone.
See.
But most likely, yeah, 6 or 8, 10 visits, all the evidence-based science behind chiropractic says those type of physical musculoskeletal problems are relieved.
Do a lot of the customers continue to have ongoing treatment, even though maybe Medicare is not paying? They're just self-paying themselves?
That's it. And it's wellness. And we got some stats in the second segment we're going to share with you guys that'll blow your mind about the benefits of chiropractors and seniors. But, yeah, they pay for the adjustment. The government has been so kind to negotiate a price with me for you that our adjustments are $4,509. And our office is a non-participating provider. You pay me the $4,509, you get 80% of that back. So it's very little cost to come to the chiropractor with Medicare.
Gotcha. Yeah, if you're just tuning in with us, again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. Today we're doing a business spotlight with guest Dr. Finn, a Finn Chiropractic, longstanding chiropractor here in the Tallahassee area. As you know, we record our show here locally, but I've got thousands of listeners around the country that I have business with, and hopefully you can gain some value out of today's podcast and recording, because there's a lot of more value we're going to unpack in this second segment to dig a little bit deeper. But if you have questions, you can always call us 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. And then our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Tell me, I know you had a injury, right? Didn't you have, just unpack that real briefly before going to our second segment, the injury that led you into chiropractic?
Truly saved my life. I had a motorcycle injury and went to all different doctors, orthopedists, neurologists, CAT scans, bone scans, MRI, Shands, Mayo. The answer was always the same. No one can help you. You're going to get worse as you get older. And the chiropractor told me something completely different. Your body can heal itself we have to remove interference to your body's innate ability to heal. And he did that with the adjustment. I immediately was better after that first adjustment. And, of course, I had a lot more work to do. I spent the next couple years getting my spine back right. My body started functioning better. And, yeah, I don't think I'd be here today if it wasn't for chiropractic.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a really compelling story for the listeners out there. I have a lot with my own clients, just personally speaking to them, and it seems like they can continue on this trajectory of just mainstream medicine trying to heal something when in reality the body can heal itself. And that's what chiropractic is helping people do. It's help the body do what it does normally, which is heal itself. So we're going to be right back. We'll pay some bills. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back in segment two. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host. Today, we are unpacking chiropractic care and everything about it. So it's a huge modality of medicine I think a lot of my seniors, a lot of my customers haven't maybe delved into or that have looked at it, but need to give it a lot more consideration. So we've got a resident expert here locally in Tallahassee, Dr. Ryan Finn of Finn Chiropractic, 20-plus years of experience in the industry. So we covered a lot in the first segment, his bio, just how he got into the industry, how it personally helped him. That's why he's in this career of choice, is because how it's helped his own life. And I've got just my own family. My mom and brother both have benefited from chiropractic in the Carolinas. And my mom has dealt with back pain and shoulder pain, and they've helped tremendously with that. So has my brother. So I've had some personal experience with it as well. So in this second segment, we're going to delve in more, even deeper, okay, and how, you know, chiropractic really helps seniors. So the first question I'm going to just kind of introduce is just simply, how does it help them, Dr. Finn, with like treating with these health problems? How does it help that?
Well, I would ask you, what would you choose for your family, yourself, and your clients? Would you choose to go to the cruise ship or to the nursing home?
Easy decision, right? have fun.
For the skeptic, I hate cruises. But what freedom do you want? If you have your health, you have choices. When you lose your health, your choices are limited. And it's just Indeed. That simple that chiropractic helps people express their potential. It helps people get over health problems before they become bigger problems. You know, for instance, and we got stats on that. There's a huge study they did in Chicago. It was done by Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is unrefuted and verifiable results in this 7-year study they did with chiropractic. Okay. And this was done on seniors. This was seeing people 65 and older. And these folks that went to the chiropractor through this time, okay, they had 60% fewer hospital admissions than people that did not.
Wow.
Okay, how much money? How much money would that save our country?
Right, and an insurance company would really. I mean, you got to trust them here, guys, because they're the ones paying these bills.
Yes.
You think they don't want to save money on their policyholders? You better believe they do.
And then they had 59% days in the hospital when they went to the hospital. Okay, they had 62% fewer outpatient surgeries and procedures. And here's the big one. You ready? Hold on to your hat. You got to physically hold on to it. If you're driving
I'm wearing a hat right now.
You might even pull over. But the people that went to the chiropractor had 85% savings in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow. It's a lot less drugs.
That's a lot less drugs. I mean, drive by the pharmacy. Next time you're in Walmart, go and look at all the bags lined up for everybody to do and realize that every busy corner is going to have a pharmacy in at least one corner. If we could extrapolate that information out, we know that people that went to the chiropractor, their healthcare costs were 1/3 that of the average population. So we're talking, this is a $2 trillion answer to our $3 trillion healthcare. But it takes personal responsibility, and you've got to go. You've got to be proactive with your health rather than reactive.
Yeah, that's some great stats. I mean, just for the listeners, I have a lot of clients spread out over the country, and as I mentioned in the first segment, you know, many of them just go the traditional means. I mean, that's kind of what we're programmed to do. I feel like, you know, you go to a medical doctor and they try to figure out what's going on, and some may fix it, some may not, but it is more the conventional means, which is drugs and surgery and a lot of invasive methods. And I think we even talked about this in the first segment. A lot of times you're just treating symptoms. They're not treating the root cause.
Well, let's talk about something. Is cancer a symptom? Yeah. Okay, you don't get sick from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You're sick for years, and then you get diagnosed with cancer. So it's a warning sign. It's those things that are early on, those headache, that neck pain, that back pain, those the arm pain, the constipation. Okay, you're constipated. Guess what? That's your bowel shutting down. If you don't correct the cause of that problem, you're gonna end up with worse problems such as colon cancer. So, and you go to the medical doctor with a constipation issue, what are they going to give you?
Laxative or something?
Yeah, you go to the pharmacist with that problem, what are they going to give you?
Yeah, drugs. Yeah.
Does that correct the cause of the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with chiropractic, we trace that back. We follow that individual nerve root back and see, okay, is there subluxation or misaligned vertebrae shutting down that part? If we can correct the cause of that, people's belly issues get better. So same thing, acid reflux. Yeah. What color is the pill? The purple pill. Does the purple? If you take the purple pill for 10 years, are you healthier or sicker from taking that pill?
Probably going to need another drug.
Yeah, that's it. And that's what we get polypharmacia, and that's most of our seniors that are on bags of drugs, and it's terrible. And when I say most, that's for real. Most people, by the time kids get out of high school, 1 in 4 kids now are on a chronic medication. They're going to be on the rest of their
lives. Yeah.
And so. Yeah, to not let those little problems get into big problems. By the time you need a colonoscopy, or by the time you need a colon resection, because your colonoscopy has been bad 10 times, and they've already cut all the polyps out, you should have taken some action at minute one when you had that acid reflux, when you had the constipation. So those don't ignore the warning signs would be my biggest advice to seniors.
Oh, that's great. It almost sounds like there's really two different schools of thought. You know, with traditional medicine, they have to take an invasive approach to fix the problem because the body's not fixing it. Whereas chiropractic and holistic medicine is just the opposite, saying, no, the body knows how to heal itself. It can do it, but you've got to give it the proper tools and nutrition and let the body do what it does best.
Yes, and we need our medical doctor. I'm not knocking them in any way, shape, or form, and I'm illustrating contrast here. Yeah, when you go to the doctor that went to school to study medicine and how to fight disease with medicine, their treatment is likely going to be medicine.
Yeah.
So there, and typically when you take a medicine, it's designed to chemically manipulate the body to reduce a symptom, not correct the cause of the problem. The problem with acid reflux isn't that you're making too much acid. Your body's doing that for a reason. You have to correct the cause of that. When someone comes in with a headache and they've been taking BC powders to the point that it's rotted their stomach away to kill that, the problem wasn't, the issue in their body was not a lack of aspirin. They had a physical cause causing that headache. And that's where chiropractors come in. Where medical doctors are very mechanistic, that we think the body is imperfect and we want to change things chemically to make it better or cover a symptom up. Chiropractic, we look at the body as perfect in its design and that the body can heal itself. We have to just improve that structure, the body can heal itself. So it's vitalism versus mechanism.
Yeah.
And, you know, one is high risk procedures such as medicine. Yes, medicine is dangerous. 50,000 people go to the hospital every year with gastric bleeding just from taking aspirin. Where chiropractic, yeah, it's more natural and it's getting the body to function and heal the way it was designed to.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that kind of sums up my approach, even just my own personal healthcare choices, because I'm a big believer in holistic medicine. I believe that God made a body that is able to, you know, it's able to heal itself. I mean, if I scratch myself right now, do I just bleed out and die?
No.
No, of course not. I scab up, and it's the body just miraculously does that. How does it do that? It's wired to heal itself.
Now, you just had a baby. How's that happen?
That's true.
Let's not unpack that. Two cells come together. When people love each other so much, it spontaneously happens. But two cells come together, and then 18 to 21 days after conception, that heart is in there beating. Being controlled by what organ?
Brain. Yeah.
And right now, what's controlling your heart beating? Your brain.
Brain, yeah.
And if you have a problem with your cardiovascular system, and we can put the little blood pressure cup on and measure that is high, okay, go to the medical doctor, what are they going to give you?
Yeah,
drugs. The drug. And so you take surgery. That blood pressure drug, it's not going to correct the cause of the problem. When we know chiropractically, let's get the brain communicating with that heart better, communicating with those blood vessels better. In fact, in a double-blinded controlled research study, chiropractic was proven with that upper cervical atlas adjustment to work better than two blood pressure medications given at once. So
those are fantastic results.
And we have famous patients in our office that have been with us for 20 years. Buzz, Jeannie, Pat, you know, Paul. We have these wonderful seniors that have just, they keep coming in. They've been coming for 20 years and like, we're not getting sick and all my friends are getting sick. Like, I went to another funeral. Like, it's like they're unbelievable. And there's millions and millions of people across the country that have had these same results. They go to the chiropractor. They come with some problem. They stay for wellness and maintenance. They realize that if they maintain their spine, they'll maintain their health. If you have a healthy spine, you're going to have a healthy body. And it's, you know, my grandmother, she was 93 years old, and she was healthy until the very end. She drove her own car. She lived on her own. She had that freedom. She had that mobility. She went to the senior center, not to sit down, but to serve the food at 93.
Wow.
Like, she had it right until the end. And that's what we want for everybody. That's what we want for the listeners. But, you know, the first step is recognize those warning signs, the neck pain, the headache, the back pain, the insomnia, the eczema, the allergies, the asthma, the numbness, the tingling. Get ahead of it.
Sure. What are those, just some other quick things you can mention maybe that go along with the chiropractic, like maybe nutrition or stressors
well,
or
sure.
environmental toxins? Just
avoid chemical, physical, and emotional stresses.
Okay.
Get adjusted and add exercise, rest, and nutrition.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that are just completely, they don't work out at all. I mean, they're so sedentary, and that's a big, big problem, right? They're not moving their body. They're eating too much and not moving enough.
Now, we have a saying in chiropractic, though, the people that get adjusted, they live a lot longer than people that are heavy and get adjusted, they live a lot longer than the skinny people that don't get adjusted, right? So
that's a good axiom to go by. Well, hopefully you guys have enjoyed our show today. We've got to close out here fairly soon. This is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. We've had guest Dr. Kevin Finn on today. Just a ton of value for the listeners, ton of information. Hopefully you've learned something new, and really consider chiropractic and other modalities with your healthcare. Make the best choices. If you have questions, you can always call me, 850-632-0033, or contact us on our website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com.
See your chiropractor, folks. Remember, your chiropractor loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.